This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM Dunedin's awesome morning show.
And for today's edition of the Awesome Morning Show, we check in on Mosgiel Tauri Community Board. Andrew Sims joining us on the line now. Kia ora, good to have you with us again, Andrew.
Morning, Jeff. Good to be with you.
Well, there's been plenty of big news, hasn't there, out on the Tauri. Construction giant Calder Stewart proposed a $3 billion solar-powered inland port. It says it'll boost Otago's export capacity and create hundreds of jobs. Now, I guess there's been lots of talk about that recently.
Well, there has, because it's obviously the Millburn proposal competes with the Tauri proposal, which is a proposal by Port Otago and Dynes Transport to establish an inland port at North Tauri, which is well advanced and has now received financial support and endorsement from the government. So, I guess there is a bit to bit of water to flow under that bridge, but we're certainly looking forward to the development at Mosgiel, which will bring a lot of growth and opportunity for us.
However that all lands, there's no question that this is a significant development, and we'll see a lot of activity out on the Tauri that the Tauri will need to cope with in terms of infrastructure and so forth. What would you say about all of that?
Oh, look, the need for a heavy transport bypass for Mosgiel has been recognised by the DCC for more than 20 years. And there's been reports, there's been action, there's been plans drawn, and nothing's quite happened. Well before the inland port was mooted, the community board and the community have been heavily advocating for a heavy transport bypass. There's nearly 560 heavy trucks a day go up and down the main street of Mosgiel, which just destroys our town and really sort of affects the social amenity of Mosgiel. So that's been around for a long time. This inland port proposal should be the catalyst that finally brings the heavy transport bypass, and certainly our support for the inland port is conditional upon that being part of it.
Yeah, what role does the community board play in all of this?
Look, it's up to us to advocate to the City Council, to advocate to NZTA, to advocate to the government, to advocate to the Otago Regional Council, to everybody that's involved in developing infrastructure for the Tauri. And the number one priority for as long as I've been on the board has been the transport issues around Mosgiel. That's a can that just can't be kicked down the road any longer. That's got to be dealt with.
Of course, not the only thing that's going on, although I'm sure there's been a lot of focused attention on that big news most recently, but plenty of other matters for the community board to be involved in and to be observing in terms of its impact on the community, including the upgrade of the Reed Avenue stormwater pump.
Yes, I think residents will be pleased to see that work underway. Much bigger pipes, much bigger pump, and a further improvement to the stormwater infrastructure for Mosgiel. Obviously, we're on a floodplain out here. We're a low-lying area. We're reliant on that infrastructure to keep us safe when the rains do come. And look, the council have done a great job at upgrading Carlisle Street and now Reed Avenue, and really making improvements across the Tauri, which have made, or across Mosgiel, which have made a significant difference when we have had heavy rain recently.
Andrew, it has been great to see affirmative action, if you like, in terms of response to the potential for inundations. But throughout the rest of the year, what role does the board play in discussing responses to those bigger weather events?
The board has a role to play on the Mosgiel Tauri Emergency Response Group, which is being now renamed, I think, the Community Resilience Group. So that we have a big role to play in that, and to liaising between the community and the DCC and Civil Defence Emergency Management when there is an event. So two parts, really, advocating for the preventative measures, but also being there to play a role when the emergencies do come.
And at a local level too, of course, the retailers, the residents, everyone who is part of the wider community out on the Tauri, particularly in the Mosgiel area, would be always concerned that they have access to amenities and all things that you would expect in a population of that size. So there is some concern, I understand, around the possible closure of the Westpac branch in Mosgiel.
Yeah, that was news to us, so we were alerted to that by the media, who had got hold of an internal memo, I think. And yeah, look, it does cause us great concern, because we do have a significant population of senior Dunedin people who choose to move out here or have lived out here all their lives, and who are reliant on a physical bank branch to do their banking. And I know that banks run a tight line between providing a service and the realities of these days, when most people don't go to a physical bank and do only bank via the internet. But that kind of ignores the social responsibility that I think banks have towards the community. And this is just part of the service. It's a part of the service that may not be on its own, may not be profitable, but surely is part of a much, you know, the banks we know are highly profitable, all businesses are required to do things for their customers that are not necessarily directly profitable, but are part of the wider service they offer. So I'd like to encourage Westpac to reconsider that proposal and look at it in the wider scope of what they need to do to look after their customers.
Andrew, does the community board take a role here in advocacy for the community, or is it more a case of you encouraging those who want to be heard on the topic to get in touch with Westpac?
I think that's more, you know, the former rather than the earlier. We can write to Westpac like everybody else can, encouraging them to take a broader view. Our role is to really incite the community, if you like, to let them know also that they would prefer to see the bank branch remain. Ultimately, Westpac are a company. Westpac are owned by the shareholders, and you know, it's just I think we've seen banks roll this back, and I think in particular, you know, Westpac closed their Milton branch recently and redirected all their Milton customers to either Balclutha or Mosgiel. So to now close Mosgiel and then redirect everybody to Dunedin, I mean, you kind of wonder where that's going to end. And, you know, will Dunedin customers one day be referred to Christchurch? So, you know, I think there is a much wider picture here, but our role is certainly just encouraging particularly the customers of Westpac, to let them know that they rely on a physical branch.
We've spoken a bit about the role of the board, and you know, one of the reasons I wanted to talk about that with you today, of course, is that we're heading towards an opportunity for people to stick their names in the hat and be considered for representation in the communities. That's something that each and every board member has a different experience of. They bring different expertise to community boards and so forth. And so I guess, Andrew, you'd be encouraging people who want to be part of the democratic process to think about putting their names forward, or at least certainly paying attention to the election processes later in the year.
Very much both of those things, Jeff. Yes, there will be at least three members of the Mosgiel Tauri Community Board coming off this year. And possibly four. So in that respect, there's plenty of opportunity for new people, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing that new people will come forward to represent their community. So I'd really encourage people, if they're of that mind, that they should consider some community service and putting themselves forward for the Mosgiel Tauri Community Board. You get to participate in the decisions. You get to form, you know, quite a lot of what happens out here on the Tauri. It's an important role. 22,000 people on the Tauri now, so it's quite a big constituency, and there is always a lot to be done out here. But also, yes, very much really implore younger people to get involved in the local body elections. This year, we see a very heavy skew towards older people getting involved in voting. But what we really need is the young families. I particularly implore the younger families to take an interest in what's going on, have a look at who supports what, and vote for that, and get out there and vote, because younger families have actually got a lot more to lose or gain by whatever happens at council and at community board level, and yet we've got, you know, engagement with the older people, but we lack that engagement down the road. So I'd really encourage the 35, 45-year-old family people with young kids, if you want to see a better outcome for Dunedin, then get out and vote in the local body elections.
No doubt we'll have a further opportunity to talk a little bit more about that further down the track and a bit closer to election time. Andrew Sims from Mosgiel Tairi Community Board, always great to catch up with you. Thanks for giving us your time this morning. Go well, and we look forward to talking with you again further down the track.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate your assistance, and certainly appreciate the listeners tuning in. Thanks very much.
That was Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM, Dunedin's awesome morning show. For more information about Dunedin's 6 community boards and contact details, visit the Dunedin City Council website, dunedin.govt.nz, or phone 477 4000.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.